What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Tier 1 Talks, the podcast that blends topics such as gaming, news, pop culture, with stories from the lives and players of Tier 1 Gaming. I'm your host, Asclepius, also known as Austin, and tonight I'm joined by one of my regular co-hosts, T1 Reaper, also known as Chad. How you doing, man?
Good. Good. Just enjoying the night, man. How are you?
I am having my coffee, so I am doing well with the coffee.
I did have my coffee, but I'm having
Other than that, I just woke up maybe about an hour ago, and I haven't done much yet.
Not gonna lie. I have
to do a few things, but yeah, that's where I'm at.
Well, not gonna lie, but I currently have a delicious pot pie in front of me and a glass of ice cold chocolate milk and some water.
Are we talking knockoff brand pot pie or
No.
Gangster Marie Callender's.
But Marie Callender's pot pie. In fact, it's cheesy chicken and bacon. And it is.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
So good.
Now, did you microwave it or did you bake it?
No, I microwaved it because I wanted to kind of make sure I wasn't taking too much time, to make sure we get this,
Yeah.
But
even though you wanted to play video games instead of recording a podcast, I get you.
Well, yes, but I mean, we'll get into that in a little bit because I have, some confessions.
Oh, you have some confessions?
Yeah, but let's go in order. Yeah, let's go in order first, okay? Because I kind of wanted to do this more than you did, actually, if we're being honest, because this...
That's absolutely not true.
Absolutely true. Not this past weekend, but the weekend before was a huge weekend in esports. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you don't know, which...
Don't tell me we're talking about Halo.
Actually, we're talking about everything. Halo and Call of Duty. Alright?
Okay.
The two big games that I enjoy playing, I think Halo more than COD right now, but I'll get into that later. The weekend before last, there was the Halo Championship Series, the North American Super. Okay? It was an online event, right? But, obviously, pro teams, they, obviously they have compounds or houses or whatever. So, even though it says online, a lot of these... pro teams have the best internet possible, and they all play on one, at one location, So, the North American Super happened for Halo. It was incredible. I have been completely enjoying watching Halo, the entire HCS series from start to finish. We do have Orlando coming up, and that's the last one before World Championship. So, to start it off, two big... Let me see. Some of the big names that have won. We had Raleigh. To kick it off, it was in Raleigh, North Carolina. That was the first pretty big LAN tournament. Cloud9 took the win for that. And then Anaheim, California, Cloud9 also took the win for that. You had a couple in between online matches, not in North America, overseas. A couple other team names, Chiefs, PK, and Ace. Then back in North America, we had Kansas City not long ago, which Sentinels took the win over that from Cloud9. And then a couple other, Valencia, Mexico, and then what led to the North American Super the weekend before last. Optic took the win for that. It was incredible to watch. I've been a huge fan of Optic for the longest time. And yeah, it was such an enjoyment to watch, man. So, I literally, like, that weekend, I had, like, my phone on, like, the COD tournaments, and then I had the TV on the Halo tournaments. Like, that's all I did. So, Orlando's coming up, though, September, towards the end of September, and then literally towards the end of October is a world championship in Seattle. So, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, that's the first thing I wanted to talk about. So, Optic took the win. It was incredible to watch. I guess if you're listening, let us know who your favorite team is for the Halo. Also, have you watched any of the Halo or no?
Absolutely not.
I get it. You know, I get it. Scrubs. You know,
I work graveyard.
Yeah,
I work graveyard.
So do I.
And unlike you, I'm actually busy at work. I'm actually, you know, relied upon, responsible, you know, depended upon. I actually have shit to do. I don't just get to sit on my dick all day at work.
Oh, you know, I would say understandable, but it's almost like, you know, I'm the only person at my job who can actually, you know, one of the only people that can actually do my job while we're, you know, in a period of, while we're not busy, you know. So it's just, you know, I'm just really good at my, I'm just really good at my job and have the ability to,
how difficult
stay
is it really
with
to
esports.
To how difficult is it really to sit where you sit?
I mean, just, you know, just watching
an empty building.
I mean, just watching an entire.
It's not hard.
Huge.
Your job ain't hard, bro.
Huge building.
I could do your job with my eyes closed.
But also, like I said, Call of Duty. There was the World Championship. Austin World Championship.
Okay.
I haven't been as current with Call of Duty as I have with Halo. Okay. Now, that being said, the World Championship the entire weekend, bananas. It was incredible to watch. Biggest teams out there. Optic, FaZe, 100 Thieves, you know, like, huge teams. Dude, it really, really was a sight to see. But the World Championship for 2022 went to 100 Thieves. It was amazing. I want to say for the second year in a row. And if you don't know the players on LA Thieves, it was Draza, Octane, Envoy, and Kenny. Kenny got VIP of the year, and I think that's the second one as well. I don't know if it was the second one from the previous year or the second one like from the last tournament. So, nonetheless, Kenny got VIP of the year. So,
okay.
Go 100 Thieves, man, because that is a. I mean, you know, a team that started from Nameshot from literally the ground up, you know.
Sure, yeah, I get you. It's impressive what he has built at 100 Thieves, you know.
Yeah.
He went from just like competing to being the owner of like one of the, the most high profile esports orgs in the world. It's absolutely impressive.
Sorry, this Popeye is delicious. Yeah. So, COD is I don't want to say officially done, like Vanguard, per se, but literally Modern Warfare 2 is coming out. Like I mean, I'm gonna say the beta is probably around the corner, maybe a month. A month and a half, if that,
Yeah.
you know.
Are you excited for this?
I cannot wait. I have been
Because
done.
we played the fuck out of Modern Warfare. And to be honest, when I'm reaching for COD, I don't go to Vanguard. I don't even know and get Vanguard, actually. I don't go to fucking Black Ops Cold War. I go to Modern Warfare.
Yeah, I am the same with
Because,
you.
like, it was. Whoever thinks, by the way, whoever thinks Modern Warfare was a bad game, you're a complete fucking moron. And stop listening to my podcast. That's how strongly I feel about it.
Wow, that is a that's a statement right there. But I am completely 100% with you because I didn't. I played Cold War. Don't get me wrong, I played Cold War, but I did not enjoy it that much to stay on Cold War. Okay. I also, because of
Yeah.
that, I never got Vanguard. I had no. Should I say enjoyment to play it or to even try? You know, I played the beta one weekend. I gave it some thought, but honestly, after Cold War, I just got tired of it. And I've been the same. The only COD game I have downloaded is Modern Warfare. And some days, I go back to MW and just like go to public matches. Mostly, I'm not such a huge. I'm not a Warzone buff, but I mean, Modern Warfare, period, is on my system. So
Yeah, I get you.
I'm excited, and I think that the movement for Modern Warfare 2 coming out is going to be the most similar to Modern Warfare. And so I've kind of been hopping back onto Modern Warfare a little bit more often to kind of like make sure I have the movement down or like gun skills, because that's really what's going to kind of relate to it, you know? But yeah. Speaking of Modern Warfare and Warzone, this weekend is the open qualifiers for the World Series of Warzone. How do you feel?
Right, yes. You signed us up, right?
Yes.
Oh, don't tell me you signed all of us up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just double checking that you did your job. Okay, go on. World Series of Warzone. I don't think. Like I haven't watched any like Warzone specific competition, so I'm not sure how Warzone comps play out, and if they're as fun to watch as like Fortnite comps, but I guess we'll find out.
Well, you know who won the
As
last
far
one, I
as
think,
how
was
we're gonna
the.
do. Do you think we're gonna do well, or do you think we're just gonna get our ass completely
I think we're going to
handed
get our ass kicked, honestly. I was trying to play. I'm not going to lie. I was trying to play Warzone today, and, dude, I was not having it. Like, the game, I personally, and I, it's different for everyone, the game is full of sweats. And, dude, I can't stand it.
Yeah, your ass kicked.
I can't stand it. I really can't. I'm going to say this right now. I really can't stand it. So, yeah. We'll kind of see how it, how it plays out. I think it'll just be literally just like a free, just reason to play the game. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But I think last one to win or no, maybe was Scump. I think it was the solo. I think Scump won the World Series of Warzone last time. Well, the first one actually, literally. I think that was for 100K. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Are there any major teams competing in this, or is it just anyone can enter kind of thing?
I want to say that probably the biggest players are gonna be competing in this. Like, I'm not gonna lie, all the big streamers that play Warzone are probably gonna be competing in this.
Yeah.
So.
So
we'll probably get elimed, and then we'll probably just be watching.
How do you think Tim the Tatman's gonna die?
Fall damage.
My man.
Yep.
Fuck, that's funny. You know, actually, so I remember in one of our last talks, we were talking about like whether we watch streamers or not. And I've been watching this streamer on TikTok who's been playing The Elder Scrolls Oblivion. I it just came up on my feed, and like I was just having coffee one morning. I'm like, oh god, I remember that game. And so I've been starting to watch this one streamer who I've never heard of before, instead of like who I normally watch. Or, like, the YouTube I normally watch in general. And I've been enjoying it. So, you know, thank you for the recommendation of watch someone who's not necessarily that big. I appreciate it.
Huh. Well, that's always good. You know, find a game that you enjoy.
Yeah, there's something nice about it, just, like, also not being, like, such a competitive game like Halo or Call of Duty, where they actually can like just take time to talk to you, versus like they're competing and they're not paying attention to what's going on in their chat kind of thing.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else is going on in your life then?
Well, other than that, you know, just kind of getting things ready for the wedding. Slowly but surely, okay. Still have a couple people to meet with to make sure everything is, like the vendors, to make sure everything is set. And, yeah, I mean, other than that, just working. And we have so far, I think we have the honeymoon planned. It's a Caribbean cruise.
Okay.
To a lot of places I have never been to, so I'm pretty excited to visit new places.
Such as?
I couldn't even tell you off the bat. St. Croix is one of them. We are going to be stopping at San Juan. So,
okay,
That is a place that we have been. And
are you gonna get are you gonna is that just a quick day trip then? In San Juan, or is it like more than one day at each of these spots?
It's a 10-day cruise, and we are stopping at quite a few places, and I think each stop is one day. So,
oh man, San Juan sounds like a fun time.
Yeah.
For those of you who haven't gone or don't know which San Juan we're talking about, there might be more than one town or city named San Juan. We're talking about Puerto Rico. Chad and I are actually half Puerto Rican. We do have a lot of family out in Puerto Rico. Also, your missus is part Puerto Rican, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Part
Puerto Rican. San Juan is absolutely beautiful. I've been to Puerto Rico twice now. Puerto Rico itself is breathtakingly gorgeous. The things I really liked when we were in Puerto Rico were the I liked El Moro, which is a colonial era fort built by the Spanish. And then I also liked when we went to the Bacardi. So Bacardi has like one of their main distilleries out in Puerto Rico, and we did a tour of it, and that was a great time as well. Actually, the first time I ever had a drink was in Puerto Rico. Do you want to tell that story, or should I?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So, God, I'm, So, you were 20, you were gonna be turning 21 that summer, right? So this was 7, 8 years ago now. The whole, like, the last month or two before your 21st birthday, you and Dad kept joking about how you were going to, how you were going to have a cold one, right? You were gonna get some Coronas, chill them on ice, and have them with lime, and that would be, like, your first drink, right? And then we land in Puerto Rico, and the first thing I ask is, what's the drinking age in Puerto Rico? Because I would have sworn up and down it was 18, and I had just turned 18 like a couple days after, a couple days before our trip. So we look on Google, and we find out it's 18. And the first thing my mom does, she's like, "Oh, you're not gonna drink. You're only 18." I'm like, "And it's legal here in Puerto Rico. What's the big deal, you know?" So then. You were upset because you wanted me to wait another 3 years to have
I did.
My
I
really first did. Drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you, by the way. and I'm like, absolutely not. No, I can drink here. I'm gonna. You're not gonna stop me.
It's because so, you're a youngling.
I'm what?
You're a youngling.
Yeah, okay. So we're sitting at the car rental place, and after we find out that, you know, you can drink at 18 in Puerto Rico, I look at you, and I look at Dad, I'm like, "Hey guys, are you ready to have a cold one?" And you were so fucking upset. Oh, man. That was the best thing I could have done to you. For your 21st birthday is to have my first drink 3 years before I turned 21. Oh man, it was It was a fun time.
So, yeah. By the way, that was a really, like, Corona was terrible.
You're a bitch.
Like, it is my least
good Corona is the only good beer.
No.
Really?
No. Modelo. At least.
Not that I'm a huge fan of beer, but, like Modelo's good, too. But other than that, like, I don't drink beer, you know? Mm-hmm. It's more like...
Yeah, you just like the fruity shit, huh?
And?
What?
And? You're telling me you don't like, let's say, a tequila sunrise? A tequila sunrise don't sound good to you right now?
Dude, I will down.
Yeah, tell me right now.
Let me tell you,
a tequila sunrise doesn't sound fire.
I got fucked. I was drunk on a cruise, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Because when you have an unlimited alcohol package, bro, I am drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning by the pool, and 8 drinks in by noon. Yeah, and then I have to get some food.
Do you remember when we went to that Bacardi distillery, though? How miserable you were when you first got drunk? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Alright. So, for the audience, during that trip, we went to the Bacardi distillery, and part of the tour is that you get 2 drinks, right? So the first drink that we got we got a rum punch, right?
Yep.
And we drank those while we were doing the tour, and then we also got to sample a few different Bacardi bottles while we were doing the tour. And then we had one more drink when we got out of the tour, and we decided to have piña coladas, right? And by the time Chad got to his second drink and had his second drink, he was
in so much pain.
He was a lightweight back then.
Like
he still is now.
But... I don't know. Don't put false words into our viewers' ears. Okay, it's something I learned.
I'm not.
Was that not everybody? But I am one of those people that needs to have food with my alcohol.
Can't tolerate his alcohol?
I need to have food with my alcohol. That's what I said, you bitch, okay? And we had no food. There's no food on the tour, and there's no food at the factory, right? Okay. So I was drinking 2 rum drinks on an empty stomach, and that is where I learned that I need to have food with my alcohol.
Well, you, Reaper here, he was miserable, okay? He said he was in pain, which I don't know how you get pain from drinking, but, he was sweating, his head hurt.
Yeah,
he had to go to the car. He had to blast the air conditioning.
I felt like, dude, I felt hot. I felt hot. I felt uncomfortable.
He was having a horrible time,
dude. Stomach was hurting, man. I was just like, dude, I was like, I'm over this. Like, and eventually it stopped after a while. But dude, I had to go crank the AC in the car, dude. Yeah, but you know, you live and you learn.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting there. I'm having a great time. I was laughing. Everything was fantastic for me. I was on cloud 9. I had a great time. And then I remember the strongest drink that we had there. We were at the pool of our hotel. We were staying What's that? Do you remember that hotel that Waco works at, by any chance?
Marriott? No.
It is a Marriott, but I'm forgetting which one. Anyways, we at the Stellaris, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So at their pool on their menu, they had rum runners. And one of these was so fucking strong. Let me find the what's in a rum runner?
Yeah, I was trying to find the
The
my dude.
recipe.
Oh my God. That was a good trip for sure.
So, in a rum runner, you typically have an ounce of light rum, an ounce of navy strength rum, an ounce of banana liqueur, half an ounce of blackberry liqueur, 2 ounces of pineapple juice, an ounce of lime juice, half an ounce of grenadine, brandy cherry, and a pineapple wedge. And I think they had like one more alcohol in it at the fucking pool, and it was just like mostly alcohol, and it was strong, and it can fuck you up quick if you're not ready for that. One other thing, well, we especially did while we were there was we saw the observatory. The observatory at Arecibo, which collapsed a couple years ago, if you remember that video.
Yeah, yep.
The Arecibo Observatory it's this huge satellite dish to see into space, and it was suspended between some mountains. And it was absolutely massive. And unfortunately, it collapsed a few years ago. Just due to lack of care and maintenance that went into it. And knowing that fell, and it's like we were there before it collapsed. Man, it's really sad that, like, that's such a like feat of engineering, is no longer standing. Like, it's just in
I
ruins.
mean, yeah, not, it's not like a monument, but it's, it's such a historic place,
Yeah, for sure. I would also recommend whenever people go to Puerto Rico, definitely go to like Old San Juan. Like just seeing like the architecture, the beautiful, like you can't tell me that's not a beautiful place, by the way. Like the buildings are like almost like creamsicle kind of colors, like some oranges, some mint greens, some teal and light blues, yellows. Like they're really these more abstract colors for like all of the buildings that you see there, and the architecture is just something to admire. Lots of like old churches and cathedrals there, and like it's just hundreds of years old, and it's like you're walking in history, and yet people just they just live there, It's definitely a treat to go to Puerto Rico, and I recommend everyone does it if they get the chance.
Yeah. Thankfully, when when our ship docks, it'll be in an area with more of a. I don't speak Spanish, okay? And I probably should. I don't.
Okay, gringo.
I do know what that means because I did work in a Spanish restaurant. Okay. And that was my nickname. Not that. But our ship, I'm sure, like a lot of other islands and cruise terminals and docking areas, it's primarily English in that area because they,
Yes.
cater to the tourists, basically. So,
Yeah.
don't know what we're gonna do yet though, but we're gonna think of something. We thought about maybe doing
Okay.
jet skiing in Puerto Rico. So,
Okay.
we'll see. Yeah, that's kind of just where I am. Just working until then, and just getting ready for the wedding, you know.
Yep, they get you. So when is your cruise? Are you like leaving right after your wedding?
Not like the day after, but I think it's like the week after.
Okay.
So, get to spend some time with family that, come out, so, which is always a nice thing.
Yeah, man. Are you getting more nervous as your wedding gets closer?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I'm gonna be a wreck. Let's just be honest about this. I'll put that out there right now.
Yeah, you're gonna cry like the bitch you are.
Like a baby back bitch. No, I'm gonna have tears. I'm not gonna lie and bullshit about that. I'm gonna be honest. I am 100% gonna tear up.
Man.
And I know you are too. So, and that's okay with me.
Nope, no, I will not.
Yep,
I'm not
100% you
gonna
will.
cry
Yes, you will.
once.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
I bet.
Nope. Right now, how much are we betting?
Bet.
How much are we betting?
Put it on there.
100 bucks.
Huh?
100 bucks.
Huh, interesting. About a nice steak
Hundred
dinner.
dollars says I. Yeah, $100 says I won't cry.
Wow, you are bold. You are bold.
Yep.
I think when we get now, you are gonna cry. Fucking deal. Fucking yes, you are gonna cry because you fucking cried. You cried when I gave you the card alone. That's not even the wedding itself. So fuck you. I know you're gonna cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cried 'cause
Yeah, because it's
big
emotional, that's
changes
why.
are happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, big changes are
And
happening
big
right
changes are gonna happen.
now. I'm used to
Yeah,
it. It's
big
okay.
changes are gonna happen on that day too.
Not really.
Dude, you lost already. I know it.
Nope.
So,
No,
we'll see,
I
whenever we
didn't. You know that.
record the podcast after. I mean, we'll find out. So.
You remember that scene in Fast and Furious 5 where they let Brian win the race? That's what I might do
Oh,
to
dude. Wow, you heard it first here.
you.
You heard it first right here. Letting me win. Wow.
Yeah, letting
It's
you
because
win.
you're
That's what I'd
wrong. It's
probably
okay. It's
do.
whatever, dude. We'll see though.
Yeah,
Whenever we record the
okay.
podcast after. So, but
Sure, buddy.
I mean, honestly, nothing. I didn't. There wasn't too much else that I wanted to bring up. I really just kind of wanted to recap on last weekend and what's happening this weekend, and nothing else has changed, but excited to just continue watching the Halo HCS tournaments, and really excited to
Wait.
hopefully get an alpha or a beta for Modern Warfare 2.
Okay. One last thing I would like to say before we end this podcast. I've been playing a few different games. Mostly, I was playing a lot of Fortnite, but I'm already like a level 140 in the Battle Pass, so I don't really need to play it a whole lot now that I got like everything I wanted to get. So, I've been playing some Fall Guys, and I've been playing some Ghost Recon Breakpoint, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of want to finish that game off because I know it was controversial, but like it's a good game. Like it's a massive game, but I like it and it's fun. So I'm just going like sector by sector on the island and like finding every like question mark that's on the island to open all the fucking chests and get all the fucking attachments and shit, and I'm having a fun time. It's good to play that again.
I have been trying to get my levels done for Tony Hawk Remastered.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Let me work on Breakpoint first.
See, the problem is I don't have Breakpoint and I kind of just deleted Fall Guys, but you know, I mean, I could redownload and just whoop your ass again.
On what, Fall Guys? That never happened.
Yeah, 100% it did.
That
I mean, there's video, there's literally
never
video proof
happened.
on my YouTube. You know?
I don't remember.
Okay. Hello,
Yeah,
darkness, my
somehow I
old friend.
remember it
Yeah,
didn't
okay.
happen.
Yeah, but that's all I had, man. So.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot this week, honestly. It was mostly just whatever dumb shit you wanted to talk about, so we got through that, and 10 out of 10.
Perfect.
Yeah, go ahead and do an ad read, and then I'll close out this podcast.
Oh boy. Yeah,
You should probably do one for Control.
you want you no no no. You know what I did? Coffee.
No, do Control. We just got their affiliate sponsorship. Show them some love.
Okay, hold on. Keep entertaining while I pull this up then.
It's okay. I'll just cut out the I'll cut out your silence and mine. Or are you gonna edit this? You can do it. I believe in you.
You do?
Yeah, I definitely believe in you. Sure, why not?
Dude, I mean,
What?
I never thought
Stop
we would
stalling.
be, you know, we would be here.
Beware.
Okay. All right. Well, now that we're here, firstly, we just want to thank you all for listening and tuning into our podcast, like always. It's been such a blast. There have been a few little mix-ups here and there with audio and kind of getting episodes out. It would be a lot easier if you were all recording in one space, but nonetheless, we completely enjoy doing this, and so thank you all for listening. So, with that being said, one of our new affiliate sponsors is Control, and Control, are you ready for me to butcher this?
Yes.
Control is all about meal replacements. And actually, the missus did order some of the cookies and cream. Yes, the cookies and cream. bundle. So, honestly, all the flavors are amazing. You can't go wrong with a single flavor. New, they do have Oreo and gingerbread cookie, which is their seasonal flavor out right now, limited edition. Along with the powder, you can also go with their to-go bars. And their bars are quick, nice and easy, something you could just take on the go with you. They have magic charms and chocolate chip cookie dough. Or are there two flavors out for their for the bars. Now, for the powders, they have a lot more flavors. Like I said, cookies and cream, and then their seasonal flavor, gingerbread cookie, but also they have apple smacks, cocoa crunch, cinnamon toast, fruity flakes, and peanut butter crunch. All great flavors. Now, if you do need a shaker, they also have shakers available to purchase, along with some merch, and that is pretty much it. So if you guys want to take a look, Austin knows the code.
Yes, it's 10, so 10, and then tier 1 spelled out T-I-E-R-O-N-E, so 10, tier 1.
And with that being said, if you guys like the podcast.
Okay, look at me coming in clutch,
bro. Yeah, I mean, if you guys like the podcast, be sure to follow. Give us a like, give us a rating. And until next time, hopefully we'll have some more news, updated news, maybe some cool tech that honestly I've been looking at. And, you know.
You guys can also follow us on social media. All of our links are at solo.to/tier1_gaming. All of that spelled out, no actual numbers in that. So that's TIERONE_GAMING. And that's where you can find all of our social medias. We appreciate any likes, follows, all of that stuff. That helps us keep going and stay motivated to know that just people enjoy the content we're putting out. And with that, we'll see y'all in our next podcast and chat. Reaper, you have a good night.
Same to you.